This is Catherine Newman, writer of the Dolly Mama blog. It's April 14th, 2008, and today's entry is Birdie Longstocking. It's easy for me to forget that the children don't always have all the information they need. Information so as not to make choices that send me Thelma and Louising myself into a canyon. Tonight, for instance, Michael's working, so the kids and I have upholstered ourselves to the big bed, all of us bundled down together for the duration to write in our journals and read our stories and love each other up and drive each other crazy. Michael's the one who's been reading Pippi Longstocking to Birdie, and so when the bookmark falls out, Birdie tugs it loose and then says, "Wait, where does this go?" I'm not sure where to start. Birdie remembers something about a circus, so I find the chapter, try to determine if they got all the way through it. "Oh, what a jolly horse," cried Pippi, I read, and Birdie taps her chin and nods slowly. "Yep, read that already." "Oops," Ben says on my other side, and I see that his pen has slipped and he's drawn a black line across our white comforter cover. He smears it around with his licked thumb while simultaneously drawing on it some more with the pen that's now mistakenly capped on its back end. "Oops," he says again, and shoots me his patented comical worried expression, eyes stretched wide as dinner plates. I pat Ben's knee, ask Birdie, "Did Pippi fight Mighty Adolf yet?" And she says, "She did." I show her the first page of the next chapter, Pippi Entertains Two Burglars. "That," she says, "definitely, start there." An awful distraction is buzzing in my head because I've left myself tons of work tonight and I just want the children to be asleep already so I can stay awake long enough to do it. Lists form and reform even as I'm reading aloud about the madcap goings-on at Villa Villicola. I have a rich and beautiful life and I enjoy it so much, but times like this I need a bumper sticker that says, "Life is not a squeaky hamster wheel atop urine-soaked cedar shavings." And so, when I look at Birdie 3 pages into the chapter, and she's got her hands clamped down tight over her ears, I am not a happy hamster. "Honey," I say, only I have to press my face up against hers so she can see that I'm talking to her. "What's up?" "Well," she says, and her eyebrows lift apologetically, "Daddy actually did read that already, and I didn't want to hear it again." "Huh. So you thought you'd just plug up your ears and let me go ahead and read it anyways," I say, and even Birdie can hear that this is something of a rhetorical question. "That wasn't a very good idea," she says, with nervous, curtsying obedience, like I'm Miss Hannigan and Birdie splits her time between singing Maybe and dreaming of the nice family who might one day adopt her. "Honey," I say to Birdie, but I don't know what to say next. I poke Ben, who's writing in his journal about the salmon hatching in his second grade classroom. "Ben," I say loudly now, "Ben, help me. I've run out of patience. It's all drained away." Ben snaps into action, flinging his journal aside to turn his finger into a syringe that he jabs into my biceps. "Patience," he cries. "Coming right up. Hang on." He pantomimes refilling and jabs me again. Then my eyes roll up into my head and I fall back onto the pillows in a blissed out stupor of patience and say, "Phew!" How I managed before this crazy, funny, big-hearted kid came into my life is totally beyond me. "Honey," I say again to Birdie, whose face is pink and soft now from laughing, "it's frustrating to read to someone who isn't listening." "I understand," she says simply. "I'm sorry. I think it's after her feet are sticking up out of the covers like this." She dives under the comforter and sticks her stripy socks up into the air in such an excellent imitation of Miss Longstocking herself that Ben and I crack up when we find the picture in the book. "Here," I say, and she says, "Definitely." Tommy's and Annika's mother had invited a few ladies to a coffee party, I read, and Birdie's face creases with worry. "Actually," she says, "I think we already read that part." Ben jabs me again with his finger of patience, and it's not a moment too soon.